Firstly, we have to express our gratitude and our heartfelt thanks for respecting the Dhammapur Kazim, who is here this day, his blessing, his presence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of our respected Hazrat Dhammapur Kazim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends his loving shadow over us, and Allah makes us all supposed to be able to benefit from him time and again. Ameen. Now, inshallah, we'll start with the recitation of the Holy Quran and call upon the start of the Hisbah, the Imam of Medina Masjid, Munna Shraif Sahib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
جزاك الله خير سيدي مولانا من الله سبحانه وتعالى for all his efforts, his hard work, his dedication to what the Muhammad that he's doing. I know Paul is another Ustara from Medicine on my Islam side.
اللہ سے نیند آ جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی اللہ سے نیند آ جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی اپنا رنگ دکھا جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی ظلم و ستم ہو درد ہو غم ہو یا کوئی ہو رنج و الم سارے تعلق رب سے جوڑو کر دے گا وہ نظر کرم کر دے گا وہ نظر کرم تار ستار ملا جاتی ہے سہولت اللہ والوں کی اپنا رنگ دکھا جاتی ہے سہولت اللہ والوں کی ذکر حق کی فکر حق کی سچی لگن مل جاتی ہے قلب کو اللہ 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 کی دھن مل جاتی ہے اللہ کی دھن مل جاتی ہے ذکر حق کی فکر حق کی سچی لگن مل جاتی ہے قلب کو اللہ 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 کی دھن مل جاتی ہے اللہ کی دھن مل جاتی ہے معصیت چھوا جاتی ہے معصیت چھوا جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی اللہ سے ملوا جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی صحبت اللہ والوں کی زندگی کیا ہے زندگی کا مطلب سچ تک سمجھا جاتا ہے جب جب کوئی زاروں ترمز ارشد آن ٹکاتا ہے ارشد آن ٹکاتا ہے زندگی بندگی بنا جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی اللہ سے ملوا جاتی ہے صحبت اللہ والوں کی
الحمدللہ بھی حق سر محسن اللہ حضرت دام برکاتہ ہم اس رائٹنگ his lectures, his advices, his consultations, even his practices, so many people all over the world have benefited. This is Dam Barakatuhum's website, a Tazkiyah website. I invite all of you and I encourage everyone to take benefit from it. As you go there on that website, not only will you see different discourses in English and Urdu, but these discourses cover a variety of topics. And along with that, there are many of the writings that are in both Urdu and English as well. And these cover a variety of issues. If it is natural catastrophe, we'll find guidance that Hazrat has given us. If you want to know how to do mashwara, you'll find something there. If you want to do istikhara, want to know the correct way, you'll find something there. And if you want to stay away from sin, you'll find something there. So I encourage everyone that after listening to our Hazrat's lecture today, you know, please take some time out in this day and age in which we are waiting on some good, authentic Islamic knowledge. This is a source of great information. It's a treasure basically for all of us. So please, I encourage everyone that listen attentively to the words of our respected Hazrat now, and after that, please seek benefit in whatever way possible. I request our Hazrat to come and bless us with great pleasure.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه ذلك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى in his glorious book says وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ. This book, the Quran, أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ, we have revealed it to you. Mubarak, it is a book full of barakah and blessings. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so follow it. وَاتَّقُوا, and abstain from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be showered with mercy. It's a very small verse of the glorious Quran. But it gives a very detailed, comprehensive introduction about the Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُبَارَكٌ. This book, the Quran, is Mubarak. So the book is Mubarak. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ, it is also noble. So it is Mubarak, it is blessed, it is also noble. قَاف وَالْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ, it is also glorious. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, it is also a book in which there is no doubt. There is no doubt in its authenticity. There is no doubt that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a book which has no doubt. It is a book which is glorious. It is a book which is noble. And it is a book which is Mubarak. وَهَذَا كِتَابُ Mubarak, it is a Mubarak kitab. أَنزَلْنَاهُ, it's a Mubarak kitab which we have revealed, which Allah has revealed. So the book is Mubarak and the revealer is no one other than the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran being the kalam and word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of his attributes. And Allah has always been there and all his attributes have always been there. Allah will remain for eternity and all his attributes will remain for eternity. So Quran has always been there. And it will always remain. Blessed book revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon whom? Ilayka. O my beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have revealed this Mubarak book to you. So I am the creator. No one can surpass the creator. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. And I have revealed this book, which is my kalam. Zabur is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat was the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Injil was the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Tawrat, Zabur, Injil and other books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to various prophets and messengers cannot surpass the glorious Quran. So Allah is the greatest, and from his kalam or from his books, from the revelations he has revealed, Quran is the greatest. So the greatest has revealed the greatest literature to the greatest in his creation. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one more greater than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala. خدا سے تو کم بلو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اور سب سے اعلیٰ but above everyone and everything. خدا سے تو کم اور سب سے اعلیٰ دو عالم سے بالا ہمارے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Our beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم is the greatest in the creation of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. He is more virtuous and more greater than Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam. He is more greater than Israel alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam once came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qallabtu masharik al-ardi wa ma gharibaha. With the qudrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to me, I have turned upside down the east of the earth and the wests of the earth. That means, through the qudrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, I have seen each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very carefully. And I was fortunate to bring the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, the cream of humanity. So I have very carefully seen each and every Nabi. What is my conclusion? قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِكَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا فَلَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have not seen anyone more virtuous than you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Allah the greatest has revealed His greatest book, His Kalam, upon the greatest Nabi, upon His greatest creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He held back His Kalam until the greatest in His creation was not born. We did not give this Kalam to Adam alayhi salam. We did not give this Kalam to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He waited for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent. And it was only when he arrived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this great kalam. We need to, my friends, realize the value and the worth of this great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may attach ourselves to this great book. We may connect ourselves to this great book. Anzalnahu, we have revealed it. I have revealed it. I, the Creator. And it is my book, it is my kalam. It is my word. It has always been there. It will always remain. Nobody will be able to bring any change into this Quran. Neither the words of the Quran nor the meanings of the Quran. I will preserve it till the day of Qiyamah. لا يقين الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Batil will not be able to come near the Quran. Not a single dot will change. I will preserve the words of the Quran. I will preserve the pronunciation of the Quran. Not only the words, the pronunciation. Even today, you will find dozens of qurra throughout the world who will recite the Quran exactly the way our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran. They may differ in quality because he was Sayyidul Mursaleen. The quality may differ, but as far as the actual and the exact pronunciation is concerned, throughout 14 centuries, they have always been certain qaris, qurra, who are able to recite the whole Quran exactly the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it. Or, shall I say, exactly the way Jibreel recited it. Because Allah has not only preserved the words of the Quran, He has also preserved the pronunciation of the Quran. And He has also preserved the writing of the Quran, which is, in technical terms, is called Rasbul Khat. For example, if you want to write the word Ismail, we can write it in two ways. One is Meen and Alif, and separate the Ain from Alif. And the other is join the Meen with Ain and put Khara Zabar. But wherever you will find Ismail in the Quran, it will be written exactly the same way it was written by the scribes during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has preserved the Rasmul Khat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also preserved the meaning of the Quran and the tafsir of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through 14 centuries has also preserved the Quran in practical form. So just as we have qurra throughout the 1400 years who are able to recite the Quran exactly the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, during the 14 centuries you will find a large group of awliya, a large group of muttaqeen people who have practiced the whole Quran. And this will continue until the day of Qiyamah. انا نحن نزلنا الذكر وانا له لحافظون. It is we who have revealed this book and we will preserve it from all aspects. Not only the words, we will preserve the Quran from all aspects. The Huffaz are preserving the words of the Quran, the Qurra are preserving the Rasmul Khat of the Quran and the pronunciation of the Quran, and the Ulama, the Mufassirin, the Muhaddisin and the Fuqaha are preserving the meanings and the interpretation of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, the exegesis of the Quran. The group of Huffaz, the group of Qurra and the group of Ulama are chosen people. Chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been chosen to preserve His Kalam, preserve His book from various aspects. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says regarding the Ulama and the Huffaz and the Qurra, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ. Allah has a family. Family means Allah has His very special chosen people. Family, family is very close to a person. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَهْلِينَ. Allah also has very close people. And who are they? هُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ. They are the people of Quran. They are those who preserve the words of the Quran, the pronunciation of the Quran, the Rasmul Khat of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran and the interpretation of the Quran. Ahlul Quran, whom Ahlullah wa khassatuhu. They are the real people of Allah and they are the true special people of Allah. So my friend, don't disregard the efforts of the madaris and efforts of the makatib. Do not disregard the efforts of the ulama, the efforts of the huffaz, the efforts of the qurra, the efforts of the muftis, who are teaching, and as a result of teaching, who are preserving this Quran from all aspects. The preservation of the Quran takes place where? In the maktab and in the darulun. That is where Quran is preserved. Quran is preserved from all aspects. In the maktab, the words of the Quran are preserved. To a certain extent, pronunciation is also preserved. And to a certain extent, the interpretation is also preserved. This is how you perform salat, this is how you give zakat. And in the Darul Ulum, the words of the Quran, the pronunciation of the Quran, and the interpretation of Quran is preserved from all aspects. And it is through this teaching and learning, it is through these makatib and these madaris, the deen has remained in its pristine purity till today, and inshallah it is through the madaris and the process of learning and teaching, the deen will remain in its pristine purity until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this great book to the greatest being in His creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ana Sayyidu Wundi Adama Yawm al Qiyamah. I will be the leader of humanity on the day of Qiyamah. Ana Awwalu Shafi'in. I will be the first to intercede on the day of Qiyamah. Wa Ana Awwalu Mushaffi'in. I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَقْرَوْ بَعْدَ الْجَنَّةِ. I will be the first who will knock on the door of Jannah. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهِمْ حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. Jannah is haram upon all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam until I enter Jannah. I will be the first to enter Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأُمَمْ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. And Jannah is haram upon all the nations until my ummah and my nation does not enter Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best month for His revelation. The month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. And in the month of Ramadan, The best night was chosen. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran in the night of Qadr. The commentators of the Quran, the Mufassirin, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either directly or through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam transferred the Quran into Al-Lawhul Mahfuz. So the first copy of the Quran is in Al-Lawhul Mahfuz. And thereafter, before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is another center on the first heaven, which is known as Baytul Izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred the whole Quran from Al-Lawhul Mahfuz into Baytul Izzah. And from Baytul Izzah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam brought the Quran to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in 23 years, little by little, gradually. So one interpretation is that inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, we have revealed this whole Quran. We have revealed the whole Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah during the month of Ramadan in the night of Badr. And the second interpretation is the very first verses of the Quran that were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi allama bil qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. They were revealed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the month of Ramadan in the night of Tawr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah chose the best month and the best night for its revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best angel to bring this Quran to his best messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Nazala bihi ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin. Ar-ruhul amin, title of Jibreel alayhi salam, Ar-Ruhul Amin, descended with the Quran upon the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and revealed the Quran. And the best places on the surface of this earth were chosen for the revelation of the Quran. Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. And in 23 years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the whole Quran. The first verses were Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, and the final verse wattaqu yawman turja'una fihi ila Allah thumma tuwaffa kullu nafsin ma kasabat wa hum la yuzlamun. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the newly revealed verse, he made it compulsory upon himself to call a scribe or a few scribes. Because he was new. He did not know how to read or how to write. So he would call a scribe. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was also a scribe. Umar radiallahu anhu was also a scribe. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu was also a scribe. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was also a scribe. So whenever Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would descend with a portion of the Quran, sometimes a word, only a word, sometimes a verse, sometimes a few verses, sometimes a ruku, a few ruku, sometimes a whole surah. Whenever Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would descend, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam knew that it is my responsibility to memorize anything I hear from Jibreel and pass it on to the Ummah. So he was worried, he was concerned, lest he may forget something, because it was his responsibility. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would recite the Quran to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, Jibreel alayhi salam would continue reciting, he would not pause. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insan min alaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would try to memorize it. So he would pay attention to two things: the recitation of Jibreel and also memorizing the verse that he has already recited. So he would move his lips and his tongue very quickly. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. So he is trying to memorize the verse that he has just heard, and he is very carefully listening to the verse that is being recited also. Imagine how much stress we had to undergo. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not see his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this stress. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a few verses with Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him not to try to memorize. Allah ordered him, don't try to memorize. Because it is not your responsibility to memorize, it is our responsibility to make you memorize. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. Do not move your tongue and do not move your lips very quickly in order to learn it very quickly. No. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ. It is our responsibility to make sure that the Quran is retained in your heart. It enters your heart and it remains in your heart. It is our responsibility. It's not your responsibility. Wa Qur'ana, and then it is our responsibility to make you recite. It is our responsibility to gather the words of the Quran in your heart. It is our responsibility to make you recite the words of the Quran. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه. It is our responsibility. So what should you do? Try to memorize now. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. When we recite to you through the medium of Jibreel, pay attention to the recitation only. Listen to the recitation only carefully. And as soon as Jibreel والسلام, stops reciting, you will find that the Quran has set in your heart and mind. And you will find that you are very easily able to recite the Quran, whether it's only one verse or whether it's a very long surah of the Quran. You will be able to recite word to word. And thereafter, it is also our responsibility to make you interpret the Quran. Summa inna alina bayana. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen very carefully, silently. He would remain silent and listen very carefully to the recitation of Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam would leave him, he would call a scribe or one or two scribes, and he would recite the Quran just as Jibreel had recited. And the scribe would write it down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to preserve this deen, had given extraordinary memories to the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain also. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain would write the Quran down and they would also memorize it. And in 23 years the whole Quran was revealed. And when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam left this world, after 23 years. And remember that 23 years ago, the Quran was not complete. It was revealed piece by piece, bit by bit. So when the final verse was revealed, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And thereafter, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was called by our Creator towards the heaven. He left behind how many huffas? How many huffas did he leave behind? Within a span of 23 years, how many huffas did he leave? 10,000 sahaba. 10,000 sahaba were huffas of the whole Quran when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. And thereafter, the number of huffas did not decrease, it always increased. From the time of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jameen until today, we have seen a decline and decrease in everything except the Huffaz of the Quran. Huffaz of the Quran have always increased in every locality, every town, every city. How many Hufas did he have in Barbados 25 years ago? And now how many Hufas do you have? Allah is preserving the Quran. مسلمانوں نے گھبراؤ خدا کی شان باقی ہے ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے ابھی قرآن باقی ہے Why should the Muslims fear? There is no need to fear. There is no need to worry about the Quran. There is no need to worry about the honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing will happen to the honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing will happen to the authenticity of the Quran. What we as Muslims need to do is worry about our deen and our iman. Allah will preserve the honor of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah will preserve His glorious book until the day of Qiyamah. It is we need to worry about. Our connection with the Quran, our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam? Duniya bhar ke deenon mein. Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Amongst all the religions of the world, Islam must be distinguished. Why? Because their deen lies in the books, and here the deen lies in the hearts of the believers. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein, wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran seenon mein. Great book, my friends. Kitabul Mubarak, blessed book. Anzalna, we have revealed it. Anzalna, to whom? To beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very, very precise description and introduction of the Quran. Revealer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest. It was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, greatest among his creation. And what was revealed is blessed, again great, His Kalam. Now, why did Allah reveal this book? Why did Allah reveal this book? Why was it so important to reveal this book through Jibreel, the best of the Malaika, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Now Allah mentions the reason for the revelation of the Quran. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Allah has revealed this Quran through the medium of Jibreel, the best of the Malaika, upon the best of the Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the best month, in the best night, on the best portion of the earth, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, so that, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so that you may carry out its deeds. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so that you may carry out its do's, وَاتَّقُوا, and so that you may abstain from its don'ts. This is the reason why Allah has revealed this book. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. After mentioning and introducing this great book, Allah says, this is what we are supposed to do. Follow the do's. أَقِيمُ salah, perform salah, establish salah. So you should carry out this book and you should establish zakah. What is zakah? Give zakah. You should carry out this book and give zakah. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً. Do not go near adultery or fornication. This is a don't. So carry out the don't. This is what we need to do. We need to carry out the do's of the Quran and we need to abstain from the do's of the Quran. If we do this, what will we get? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah will enshroud us with His mercy in this world. He will enshroud us with His mercy at the time of death. He will enshroud us with His mercy in the grave. He will enshroud us with His mercy on the day of Qiyamah, at the time of reckoning, on the Kursirat. And He will enshroud us in His mercy and grant us entry into Jannah forever and ever. I am concluding now. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. Now in order to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts of the Quran, we will need to know the do's of the Quran and the don'ts of the Quran. So we have to read the Quran. We will have to read the Quran. We will have to listen to the Quran.
And we have to understand the interpretation of the Quran. If we are ulama ourselves, then we refer to the books of tafsir and find out what are the do's of the Quran, what are the don'ts of the Quran. And if we are not ulama, then we sit in the company of the ulama and listen to them. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is recited, so when the Quran is recited, the words of the Quran are recited and we are able to understand it, alhamdulillah. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen to it carefully. Become silent and listen to the Quran carefully. So if an alim is reciting the Quran, or if an alim is reciting the Quran, and if an alim is listening to the Quran, only by listening to the Quran, majority of the places we will understand the do's and the don'ts of the Quran. And if we are not ulama, we sit in the company of the ulama, and we will not only listen to the words of the Quran, but also the interpretation of the Quran, in the do's of the Quran. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. When the Quran is being recited, when it is being explained, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen to it carefully. وَانْسِتُوا. And become silent. What will happen? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah will enshroud you in His mercy. Why? Because when you listen to the Quran carefully and when you understand its message and when you carry out the do's and when you abstain from the don'ts, Allah will enshroud you with His mercy. So we will have to read the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, whether we understand the Quran or not, it is the right of the Quran that we recite the Quran. Whether we understand, this is one of the do's of the Quran. Quran is the text, and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is its first commentary. So Quran has right upon us. The first Quran, right of the Quran, is that we read the Quran. We read the Quran with correct pronunciation, with tajweed. If we are weak in tajweed, let us begin reciting the Quran daily according to our best ability and repent to Allah that, oh Allah, this is how I know. Forgive me, and I am learning how to recite with tajweed. So do those things simultaneously. Recite the Quran daily and learn tajweed from ulama, huffaz, qurra daily or once a week. It won't take long before you know your tajweed. Recite the Quran. Make a firm resolution that inshallah from tomorrow you will recite the Quran. And what is the minimum recitation? Minimum recitation is daily Yasin Sharif in the morning after Fajr Salat. Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda before going to sleep. If we recite Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, if we recite Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning, Allah will fulfill our needs of the day. And if we recite Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda anytime after Maghrib until before going to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the Day of Qiyamah. And if we also add Suratul Waqiyah with it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from poverty. So basically, if a person recites during the night Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Suratul Waqiyah, he has secured both lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ سورة الواقية كل ليلة لم تصبه فاقة. One who recites سورة الواقية daily at night, poverty will never strike him. When Abdullah ibn Masud رضي الله تعالى عنه was passing away, he was leaving behind daughters who need to depend on people, daughters. So Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that you are passing away, shall I order something from Baytul Mal? Shall I order Baytul Mal to give something to your daughters? He said, no, I am not worried about my daughters. Why? He said, because I have taught them to read Surah Al-Fatiha daily before going to sleep. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when we recite Surah Al-Waqiyah before going to sleep, poverty will not strike that person. So I'm not worried about my daughters. Don't order anything from Baytul Mal. This was the yaqeen and the belief they had. And every Friday, Suratul Kahf. Every Friday, Suratul Kahf. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when he recites Suratul Kahf every Friday, Allah will save him from the fitnah of Dajjal. And in another hadith, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the greatest fitnah to come upon my ummah is the fitnah of Dajjal. So if Suratul Kahf is a shield between ourselves and the fitnah of Dajjal, we can conclude that Suratul Kahf is a shield from every fitnah, minor or major. So number one, Yasin Sharif every morning. Number two, any time after Maghrib until before going to sleep, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqia also if possible. And every Friday, Suratul Kahf. And daily recital from Suratul Fatiha until the end. For Huffaz, 3 days daily, majority of which should be in Salat. If the Huffaz, when they graduate and they revise their Quran, they are able to recite 3 juz in one go, 4 juz in one go, 5 juz in one go. If they don't become negligent, and if they follow this advice of our Mashayikh, that read 3 juz every day, majority of it in Salat, this Hafiz will never forget the Quran. 4 rakah sunnah before Zohar, read quarter juz. 2 sunnah, 2 nafal after Zohar, read quarter juz. Going to the school, read quarter juz. Coming back from the school, read quarter juz. Very simple. 4 rakah before Asar, read quarter juz. After Maghrib, 2 sunnah, 2 nafal, read quarter juz. Majority of 3 juz should be in Salat. And those of us who have unfortunately forgotten the Quran, let us begin with quarter. And let us recite quarter 12 times. 12 times quarter is 3 juz. And thereafter half 6 times. And then 1 3 times. And then 3 juz once. And the one who says should recite daily at least 1 juz. 1 juz. This is how we will connect ourselves to the Quran. And if 1 juz is too much, if someone is already reciting 1 juz, he should continue with the view of increasing in the future. But those people who are not reciting the Quran, and 1 juz seems a very big quantity, then 3/4. If 3/4 is difficult, then half. If half is difficult, then quarter. If quarter is difficult, then let us begin with 1 ruku. 1 ruku daily with the view of taking it up to 1 juz within the next 6 months, inshallah. And in the month of Ramadan, recite as much Quran as possible. All your free time should go in Quran. We should make a target of completing 5 Qurans, 6 Qurans, 7 Qurans, 8 Qurans, 9 Qurans. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala used to complete 41 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. 41 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. He would complete 10 juz daily in Tahajjud Salat. So every third day he would complete the Quran in Tahajjud only. So throughout the month he would complete 10 Qurans in Tahajjud. And 1 Quran in Taraweeh, that is 11. And he would complete 1 Quran daily from Maghrib to Maghrib. 41 Quran. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi would complete 1 Quran during the day in the month of Ramadan and 1 Quran during the night. 60 Quran. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would go as far as completing another Quran during the night of Eid and another Quran on the day of Eid. He would complete 62 Quran. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will recite Surah Yasin daily, we will recite Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Waqia daily, and inshallah we will also recite Suratul Kahf daily. And if Suratul Kahf also becomes difficult, then let us begin with 1 ruku every Friday, and after 3-4 weeks 2 ruku every Friday, and after another 3-4 weeks 3 ruku every Friday. It is for our benefit, we will benefit. We will benefit. No one else will. We will benefit in this world. We will benefit in the hereafter, inshallah. So we will recite the Quran. Number 2, We will try to understand the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama, the gatherings of Durus-e Quran. It is so helpful. It is so helpful. I don't know the situation in Barbados, but in UK, majority of the masajid hold Durus-e Quran, and alhamdulillah, capable ulama. We have capable ulama here in this country also, alhamdulillah, in this island also, capable ulama. But you only see a handful of people. 15 people, 10 people, 12 people. People have time to gossip in the car park, but they cannot find time to sit and understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. How will we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah when Allah will ask that you used to turn your back towards my Quran? You used to walk away. And for how long did they speak? 20 minutes, 25 minutes. We cannot take out 20-25 minutes per week to understand the message of our Creator. If we get a letter from our father, our mother, our wife, our husband, our friend, and if it's in another language, we will not sit in peace until we get it translated immediately. If we receive a letter 9 o'clock in the morning, before lunch we will know the message. We cannot sit in peace. But a letter has come from the Creator. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, used to say that when a letter comes to you from a creation, so a letter of a creation to a creation, and this letter from a creation contains two types of messages. Either message of happiness or message of grief. Somebody has passed away or somebody is getting married. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that this message of grief is temporary grief and temporary happiness. So you receive a letter which contains a message of either temporary grief or temporary happiness. Imam Ghazali says you cannot sit in peace until you know what the message contains. If a person doesn't know Urdu and if he receives a letter from somebody, he doesn't even know that person. And it's in Urdu, he would want to know who the letter is from and what is the message it contains. He will not be able to sit in peace. I remember when I was in my village Bharia during my childhood, in those days there were no telephones, so people would receive telegrams. And I remember that no one in the village understands the telegram. It's only one or two sentences. And people knew during that time that if you receive a telegram from England or South Africa, it means somebody has passed away. But they can't read English. Who has passed away? So they would send a person to the nearest person who will be able to interpret this telegram for them. And all of them will wait in the house of the person who has received the telegram. So this person will travel sometimes 2 kilometers, sometimes 15 kilometers, sometimes 20 kilometers, depending on where the person is who can understand English and broken English. And he will return with the message. Until then, everybody is waiting anxiously for the message. This is our condition when it comes to a letter from the creation. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that this Quran is a letter from the Creator. This Quran is a person from the Creator. It's a letter from the Creator. And the Creator out of love has sent this letter to us so that we may save ourselves from Jahannam and so that we may enjoy the everlasting bliss of the hereafter in Jannah. And this letter from the Creator also contains message of happiness and message of grief. But my friends, message of everlasting grief, eternal grief. Message of everlasting happiness, eternal happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain in Jannah forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The people of Jahannam will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. They will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. خُلُودٌ لَا مَوْتٌ خُلُودٌ لَا مَوْتٌ. announcement will be made for both parties, the people of Jannah and people of Jahannam. The angel will speak on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will say to the people of Jannah, Khuludun la maut. You will live in this bliss of Jannah forever and ever, you will never die. And then he will turn towards the people of Jahannam and the angel will say, Khuludun la maut. You will live in this torment of Jahannam forever and ever. He will never die. This message, this Quran contains, is a letter from the Creator. It contains message of everlasting happiness, everlasting grief. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that despite that you have no time to understand even one verse of the Quran. We have been reciting Surah Al-Fatiha since when? Since we were children. And now we are in our 40s, we are in our 50s, we are in our 60s. But till today we do not know what Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen means. What Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim means, what Maliki Yawmiddin means. So let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that we will read the Quran from today. And number two, we will sit in the durus of the ulama and understand from them. And number three, we will practice the Quran. We will carry out the do's and we will abstain from the don'ts. We will carry out the do's and we will abstain from them. And so I will just narrate one incident regarding this, the implementing the Quran. Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he ordered his slave to prepare water in a utensil to perform wudu. And the slave brought the water in a utensil made of clay. And coincidentally, the utensil fell from the slave's hand. And when it fell, it was made of clay, so it broke. It broke, and the splashes of water with the dust dirtied the clothes of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala. So it was obvious that he became angry. Anger is visible in the face of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala. The slave girl or slave, whether it was a man or male or female, the slave, Allahu Akbar, slave, always busy working. But look at the connection of the slave during that time. The slave understood the temperament and the connection of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala with the Quran. So fearing his displeasure, fearing his anger, the slave knew how to subdue this anger. So the slave said, O Zainul Abidin, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, U'iddat lil muttaqin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared jannat for the people of taqwa. Alladheena yunfiquna fis sarra'i wadh-dharra. Those who are the muttaqin, who will be granted jannah. Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during good circumstances as dire circumstances, whatever they are able to. That is their quality number one. And quality number two, walqabimeen al-ghayz. Jannat is prepared for those muttaqeen who have this quality, who swallow their anger. Now swallowing anger, it's not easy. We, majority of us will say it's involuntary. How can I swallow anger? We justify our mistakes by saying it is out of anger. That means involuntary. Anger, it's voluntary. Anger is voluntary. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that why do you become angry only on the weak ones and not on Muhammad Ali? Muhammad Ali is a boxer. How is it that you are able to control your anger when you have an argument with Muhammad Ali but not with your wife? You say, when you are arguing with your wife, you say anger is involuntary. But when you are arguing with Muhammad Ali, the boxer, you will say, hey, it is voluntary, I can control my anger. Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say. Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that anger is very, very clever. And the angry person is very clever. Hakim Sahib used to say. People say that, oh, it was in anger, I didn't know what I was doing. Hakim Sahib says that in the state of anger, the person becomes even more clever. Because he knows where to become angry. If he was not clever, how would he become angry on the inferiors only? And not the superiors? anger, very difficult to control anger, and especially when somebody inferior to you is reciting the, making a mistake and thereafter reciting the Quran to you. Oh Zayyul Abidin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has prepared Jannah for those people who swallow their anger. What did Imam Zayyul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala say? If I was a Imam Zayyul Abidin rahmatullah in his place, I would have slapped him and I would have said that you are making a mistake and then you are justifying your mistake and telling you to control anger. This would have been our attitude. May Allah forgive us. But now what did he say, Imam Zainul Abidin? He said, because it is the quality of the muttaqin who is going Jannah, kazamtu ghayzi, I have swallowed my anger. So he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, they also have another quality, wal'afin anin nas, they forgive the mistakes of people. So Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi said, afawtu ant, I have forgiven you. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who do good. He is trying to indicate the slave that freely say that you will be from amongst those people who will do good. And Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala in that state of anger understood this message and he said, go, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِيَجْهِ اللَّهِ. You are free for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu. We need to read the Quran, we need to understand the Quran and we need to practice the Quran. MashaAllah, these 3 days we will be completing the Quran today. Alhamdulillah, it's a great achievement. Great achievement. But I will say to them also, the other Huffaz also, only memorizing the Quran is not an achievement. Memorizing the Quran and thereafter living our lives according to the do's of the Quran and abstaining from the don'ts of the Quran will guarantee a status on the Day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, we the Huffaz, we the Ulama, we the Qurra, and we the Muftis, the people of ilm, if we acquire ilm and do not practice, do not carry out the do's, do not abstain from the don'ts, we will find ourselves in more difficulties than the non-Ulama and the non-Huffaz. So I urge all 3 of you and all the other Huffaz who may have forgotten their Quran to re-memorize the Quran. And after re-memorizing the Quran, keep it to memory until we breathe our last and bring good qualities in our lives and purify our lives from the evil and the bad qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر حاسد اذا وقد ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الوسواس صدور الناس من الجن والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف
والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تهملنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهدك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وسائل قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا خواتيمها وخير اعمالنا واخرها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الاسلام واهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم انا نسالك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك. اللهم انا نسالك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذه النظر الى وجهك والشوق الى لقائك. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضله ومن فتنه مضله. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وامالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب واعيننا من الخيانه فانك تعلم خائنه الاعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن اوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقه نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجه الجنه جنه الخلد. يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وجهاد غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. جسر و سہولت کا افو عافیت کا صدر و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہم خطہ کار ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں ہم گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہمارے متعلقین کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ماں باپ کے گناہوں کو اہل عیال کے گناہوں کو بہنوں کے بہنوں کے گناہوں کو رشتے داروں کے گناہوں کو محبین محسنین کے گناہوں کو اپنوں کے گناہوں کو پرائیوں کے گناہوں کو دوستوں کے گناہوں کو دشمنوں کے گناہوں کو الہ العالمین سب کو معاف فرما دے سب کو معاف فرما دے سب کو اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں جگہ دے دے الہ العالمین اپنے مقربین بارگاہ میں شامل فرما دے الہ العالمین سب کو اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ہم اتنے در کے بھکاری ہیں الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تیرے سچے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہے کہ ختم قرآن کے موقع پر
وہ دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کرنا دے, ہماری بجلی بلی کو بنا دے, گناہوں کے دور میں پھنسی ہوئی ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دے. الہ العالمین نظر کرم کرنا, نظر کرم کرنا, نظر کرم کرنا. خدا کی قسم نام سبھی کا قیامت تک جس نے تجھے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا, نظر کرم کروں گا, نظر کرم کروں گا, نظر کرم کروں گا. ہم مسکین ہیں, ہم فقیر ہیں, ہم محتاج ہیں. الہ العالمین تیری رحم و کرم کی بھکاری ہیں. الہ العالمین تیری نعمتیں کھا کھا کر تیری ہی باتیں کبھی کرتے رہے, تیرے ہمارے دشمن شیطان کی مرضی کے مطابق چلتے رہے. الہ العالمین اتباع ہوا کا شکار رہے. الہ العالمین اتباع خدا نصیب کرنا, اتباع خدا نصیب کرنا. الہ العالمین رب کرے مخصوص بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر تیرے در میں حاضر ہوئے, بہت امیدیں لے کر ہاتھ پھیلائے بیٹھے ہیں. الہ العالمین اس مجلس میں اولاد پہ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اس مجمع میں قراء ہے, اس مجمع میں حفاظ ہے, اس مجمع میں مشتیار کرام ہے, اس مجمع میں صاحب نسبت بزرگان دین ہے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں داعی ہے, مدلی ہے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں سفید ریش بزرگ ہے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں نوجوان ہے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں مسافر ہے. الہ العالمین کوئی تو تیرے دربار میں ان میں سے مقبول ہوگا. الہ العالمین اس کے آمین کی لحاظ رکھ کر ہم سب کو مقبولین میں شامل کرنا, پھر عزمت کو مقبولین میں شامل کرنا, ہدایت کو عام فرما, ہدایت کو عام فرما, ہدایت کو عام فرما, علم کو عام فرما, عمل کو عام فرما, تزکیہ کو عام فرما, روحانیت کو عام فرما, تیری محبت کو عام فرما, تیری معرفت کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما, آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. الہ العالمین سعادت نصیب فرما, شقاوت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین جہل سے بچا لے اور علم عطا فرما, گمراہی سے بچا لے اور ہدایت عطا فرما, ذلت سے بچا لے عزت عطا فرما, بیماری سے بچا لے صحت عطا فرما, فقر سے بچا لے غنا نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین رضائل سے بچا لے, خسائل سے آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین تیرے در کی دوری سے بچا لے اور تیرا قرب خاص نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین بدعتوں سے بچا لے, اتباع سنت نصیب فرما, شرک سے بچا لے, توحید عطا فرما, نفاق سے بچا لے, خلوص عطا فرما. الہ العالمین کفر سے بچا لے, ایمان محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین سوء خاتمے سے بچا لے, حسن خاتمہ کے دائمی فیصلے فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جہنم سے بچا لے, جنت الفردوس میں جگہ عطا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جہنم سے بچا لے, جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جہنم سے بچا لے, جنت الفردوس کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین تیرے غصے سے بچا لے, تیری ناراضگی سے بچا لے, تیری دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما. الہ العالمین تیری دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما, تیری دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے اتنا گزارتی ہے. الہ العالمین اتنا تعلق نصیب فرما, اپنی ذات سے ہمیں جوڑ دے, اپنی ذات سے ہمیں جوڑ دے. ہمارے دلوں کو تیری یاد سے ملنگر فرما, ہماری زبانوں کو تیری یاد سے تر و تازہ فرما, ہمارے دماغوں کو تیری یاد سے معطر فرما. الہ العالمین قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما, قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما, علم سے وابستگی عطا فرما, علماء سے وابستگی عطا فرما, دین سے, دین کی خدمت سے, دین کی دین کی اشاعت سے, دین کی تبلیغ سے, دین کی دعوت سے. الہ العالمین ہمیں مناسبت پیدا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, دنیاوی اخروی تمام خیرات برکات سے مالا مال فرما, تمام شعور سے ہماری عبادت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, جن بچوں نے آج قرآن مجید کی حفظ و تکمیل کی ہے, الہ العالمین انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, ان تینوں کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما. ان کے علاوہ اور جتنے حفاظ اس مجمع میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, تیرے امت کے جتنے حفاظ ہیں سب کو قبول کروا، سب کو قبول کروا. الہ العالمین جو بھول چکے ہیں انہیں دوبارہ یاد کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، ان کے لیے اسباب میں حیا فرما. الہ العالمین ان تینوں کو بھی مر کے دم تک ایک ایک لفظ کو محفوظ رکھنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین جس طرح تو نے انہیں الفاظ قرآنی سے ان کے قریب کو منور کیا ہے، اور ان کو قرآنی سے باہر و قرآنی سے بھی ان کو منور فرما. اور الہ العالمین اعمال قرآن سے ان کی زندگیوں کو منور فرما. الہ العالمین امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما، امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما. انہیں علماء ربانیین میں، علماء ربانیین میں، وارثین انبیاء میں، اولیاء کاملین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم کی ہدایت کے لیے انہیں بھی ہمیں بھی قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین، رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر تیرے دربار میں ہاتھ پھیلائے بیٹھے غیر مستحق. الہ العالمین ہم تو خطا ہی خطا ہے مگر تو عطا ہی عطا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری حیثیت کو تبدیل. الہ العالمین تیری شان کریمی کا واسطہ تجھے دیتے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہم معاف فرما دے، دائمی توبہ نصیب فرما دے، گناہوں سے الہ العالمین محفوظ فرما، گناہوں کی نفرت دلوں میں پیدا فرما، اطاعت کی رحمت نصیب فرما. اے رحم الراحمین اس پورے جزیرے میں جتنے بھی کام ہو رہے ہیں، مساجد کی لائن سے، مدارس کی لائن سے، دعوت و تبلیغ کی لائن سے، الہ العالمین جن جن لائن سے کام ہو رہا ہے سب کو قبول فرما، سب کو قبول فرما، سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین مزید برکات اور ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما. مسلمانوں کے قلوب کو الہ العالمین ایک اور نیک بنا دے، شیر و شکر فرما دے. الہ العالمین آپس کی رنجشوں کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین دوسروں کے عیوب کو دیکھنے کے بجائے اپنے عیوب کو دیکھنے والا بنا دے. حسد کو ختم فرما، کینے کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین دلوں کو صاف فرما. الہ العالمین دوسروں کو معاف کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین دوسروں کو معاف کر کے جنت میں پہنچانے والا بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین اس جزیرے میں جو علماء کرام ہیں ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما، ان کے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما، ان کے فلوس میں برکت پیدا فرما، لوگوں کو ان کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، ان سے متمتع ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما، جو مشائخ ہیں ان سے بھی استفادے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو حق پر مشتمع فرما، ہم سب کو حق سے وابستہ فرما، اہل حق سے وابستہ فرما، اہل حق کے کاموں سے وابستہ فرما. الہ العالمین حق اور باطل کے درمیان تمیز کی صلاحیت عطا فرما، اس کے بعد حق کو قبول کرنے کی، باطل کو چھوڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اختلافات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، رنجشوں سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین تمام اہل باربڈوس کو حق پر مشتمع فرما، حق پر مشتمع فرما، حق پر مشتمع فرما. ہر قسم کے شعور سے، انتشار سے، افتراق سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین ان سب کی برکات سے ہم مسافروں کو قبول کرنا. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین اس سفر کو قبول کرنا. الہ العالمین اس میں جو کمزوریاں ہیں، جو کوتاہیاں ہیں انہیں معاف کرنا. الہ العالمین نیتوں میں جو قصور ہے اسے معاف کرنا. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین اس کام کو آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین جو کچھ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما، جن شروع سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شروع سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان بچوں کو، ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے، ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے، الہ العالمین جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ان سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے ہمیں، بہنوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے، لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہے، جن کا ہم برحق بنتا ہے، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، اساتذہ، مشائخ، دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکائے مجلس، محبین، محسنین، سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے سفر کو آسان فرما، واپسی کو بھی آسان فرما. بار بار یہاں پر، بار بار لشکر میں، بار بار حرمین شریفین میں ہم سب کی، الہ العالمین دین کی خاطر، تیری رضا کی خاطر ملاقات کی توفیق عطا فرما، جنت الفردوس میں ہم سب کو اکٹھا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. اللهم انا نسألک فی سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.